When we turn our attention to Washington tonight, we know there is some good news. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history is over. The bad news? Lawmakers are not any closer to reaching a compromise on a border wall, which means the shutdown could happen again. So immigration policy is definitely on the agenda tonight. The World's Tanya Karas has been following this closely. I asked her what became of the immigration agenda President Trump set in last year's State of the Union.
Well, last year, President Trump made immigration a big focus of his speech, as he'll do this year. He laid out a four-pillar plan for a comprehensive immigration reform.
In recent months, my administration has met extensively with both Democrats and Republicans to craft a bipartisan approach to immigration reform. Based on these discussions, we presented Congress with a detailed proposal.
The first pillar was a path to citizenship for about 1.8 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children, some of whom have DACA. And in exchange, he would get these three pillars. The first is a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The second is ending the diversity visa lottery program and instead selecting immigrants on the basis of merit. And the third would be limiting what the Trump administration calls chain migration by limiting the categories of family members immigrants can sponsor to the U.S.
These four pillars represent a down-the-middle compromise and one that will create a safe, modern, and lawful immigration system. For over 30 years, Washington has tried and failed to solve this problem. This Congress can be the one that finally makes it happen.
So I wanted to ask you a question, Marco. Which pillar do you think Trump ended up focusing on in the last year?
That's a tough one. No. The same pillar he's been talking about since he was candidate Trump, the wall.
Exactly. It's become all about the wall, and most of the other stuff has fallen by the wayside.
So we've just gotten out of a 35-day government shutdown and now waiting for a solution that will avert another shutdown on the 15th of this month. Where does that leave Trump's four-pillar plan for immigration reform?
Well, compared to last year, there's just much less of an environment for compromise. And the shutdown last month was really the culmination of that. Congress has made no movement on any of the four pillars in the last year. They tried and failed to pass several bills. And things have really deteriorated since then in terms of their ability to negotiate with the president. And so it remains to be seen whether tonight will be a chance for a reset and actual unity, and whether he can actually convince lawmakers that he's serious about making a deal, which would involve some compromise. And so far, the president has shown he's not willing to compromise.
So members of Congress are allowed, as we know, to bring guests to the State of the Union address. Are any lawmakers planning to make a point about immigration policy tonight?
Definitely. Several members of Congress are bringing immigrants who have been directly affected by Trump administration policies. The most prominent one is probably Victorina Morales. She's an undocumented housekeeper at one of Trump's golf clubs in New Jersey.
Right.
And she came forward in December and told her story to the New York Times. And tonight she's attending as a guest of New Jersey Rep. Bonnie Watson Coleman. Her attorney told us at The World that she wants to stand up for undocumented immigrants in the United States who feel vilified by the president's anti-immigrant rhetoric, even as he employs them at his own businesses.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary. President Trump has hinted he may declare a national emergency to deal with the shutdown. Democrats are now in control of the House, of course, and they may pass legislation on immigration. What are you going to be watching for, Tanya, in the next few weeks?
On Friday, the president did hint that we should watch the State of the Union tonight for signs that he will declare a national emergency and that would allow him to get money for the wall on his own. I'm going to be watching for how the Republican Party will react, because this seems to really be dividing them. Declaring a national emergency would be super controversial and frankly extreme, and that's a move that I don't think most Americans would want.
The World's Tanya Karas, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco, for having me.
For more on the State of the Union and immigration, check out Tanya's story at theworld.org. Finally today, the name may be unfamiliar, but he's caught the attention of celebrities like actor and rapper Riz Ahmed. In January, Rahimur Rahman became the first Bangladeshi to debut at Men's London Fashion Week. He uses traditional Bangladeshi fabrics, techniques, and designs, and says he wants to change negative perceptions of his country's clothing industry. The BBC's Nalini Sivathasan went to meet him in London.
When you see made in Bangladesh on the label of your clothes, what springs to mind?
Cheap, fast, bad quality.
I'm just going to dress it all, yeah.
But out of his studio in North London, 28-year-old Rahimur Rahman has been working hard to change that perception. So tell me about this shirt, this green shirt with, what's this, these kind of like stitching on it?
Yeah, so when I was in Bangladesh, I came across a small village of women called Nakshi. So they've been doing this hand stitch on blankets that they sell at market. What I wanted to do was focus on the people we are forgetting about, the artisans, the weavers, the artisanal fabrics that are made in Bangladesh, and really highlight them through my work. Welcome to the Brady Art Centre. This is the art room.
As well as his studio, Rahima also works out of the Youth Centre in East London, where he used to go to when he was young.
So these are screen printing paints.
His prints are based on traditional Bangladeshi designs. And he's working with an ethical fashion company in Bangladesh called Aranya to make sure that the workers there also benefit.
I was having a conversation with a journalist and she said, "You have no idea what you've done." I was like, "What do you mean? I just created work. I just, it was just a vision." She was like, "You've created a moment for South Asian creative people."
His collection involved an all-Asian team, from creative directors to photographers to the models. They included Pakistani singer Leo Kalyan, as well as people who had never modelled before.
This is my dad again. This is... He dresses up, and this was on Eid.
Rahimur's inspiration for the collection comes from family photos.
Effortless, cool. She's just like, nah, 90s hip-hop, she's doing it. Though.
South Asian British homes, late 80s, early 90s. What I found was that we all pretty much had the same house. We all had, like, damask wallpaper with patterned carpet, with plastic covering our TV, with a plant pot on top. So our parents were trying to mix this two worlds together, and they were not doing it well, but it was beautiful looking back at them.
Rahim was presenting his work at International Fashion Showcase at Somerset House, along with work from Sri Lankan and Indian designers. He's using hundreds of family photos for the fashion exhibition, a reminder that despite his growing fame, he won't be forgetting his roots.
That's the BBC's Nalini Sivatasan reporting.